a Bramble Jam podcast.
Oh, man.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what? I'm kind of taken aback here.
I want to tell you guys something.
Oh, okay. No.
This is pretty serious.
Okay. Uh-oh.
But my name is Brian. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Okay, well.
That's a relief.
Since we're opening up and we're sharing.
We are.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys that my name's Panda and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Right on, man.
Thank you for sharing.
Hey, no, I'm glad to do it.
I've never told anybody this.
Okay.
I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
You should keep it to yourself.
And that's the Hallmark Podcast.
Oh boy!
We all went with the oh boy.
It was a synchronized oh boy.
So you know what that sound means?
Wow!
That's it when it loses juice at the end.
At the end, yeah, I got you for sure. Coming in
hot
here.
How do they put that much air in that horn?
Dude, it's wild.
Those air horns, you never can tell.
Well, I obviously we do show prep.
I got a
air horn expert to call in and to be on the line. His name is Larry O'Air. Larry O'Air, you got you there?
Larry O'Air, I'm here with you, the boys, and I'm so excited to be here.
Larry, can you tell me?
Air horns are a work of art.
Can you tell me?
Science knows no bounds. You put the air in the horn, it's pressurized, and then it makes a loud noise.
So
loud noises are amazing.
Larry, how'd you get into air horns?
I will take no questions.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
That was a weird. He told me he would take questions.
To be fair, we had an email from his publicist that said, Larry's going to come on. He's going to talk about how science is like a marvel and how air goes in a horn. And then he's not going to take any questions. And we still had him on.
Well, yeah. And he delivered. I will say he delivered he lived up to billing.
He lived up to billing. That's right. The rider was accurate.
One of the few guests we get on the show that does, to be perfectly honest with you.
Accurate. Definitely accurate there.
Guys, I want to ask you this question. We are on the first Thursday of November and having so much fun. This is so much fun. We've watched a handful of these movies now.
When you have to say so much fun twice, is it though?
But I want to know this. Okay. Our local Christmas radio station switched to the Christmas music. Thank you. Shout out. There's lots of Christmas music in these movies. So I want to know, where are you guys at? Have you dipped your toe into the Christmas music scene yet?
Gosh, no.
I moved it from today's hit radio, 93.7, to the old Magic.
So you're listening.
Whenever it comes on, whenever I crank on
whenever
the car.
Whenever it comes on?
Well, because when I crank on the car, and then typically I switch over to Apple CarPlay.
So it's very short amount of time.
So what is it that made you say crank on the car? Well, there's turn on and crank up.
No, I crank this on.
You crank it on?
I crank it on. How else would you crank it? You can't crank it off.
Crank it up. You don't crank it on. You turn it on.
You can't crank it up.
So
if
you
it's
listen
off.
To it for like a half a second before a CarPlay gets plugged in.
If it's a real bop, I'll keep it on.
So
if it's like Perry Como, I'll keep it on.
This is a true story. I'm out taking the trash cans to the road yesterday.
Yeah.
And your wife drives by.
Yeah, I know.
And she says, hey.
Right.
Rolls down the window and says, hey. And there's Christmas music blaring. You're not in the car.
Sure.
And she says, we switched to Christmas music, blame Brandon, and drives off. And I was just like, man, this isn't okay. Like, let's just have a little bit of decorum here. Like, just a little bit. It's November 2nd, for crying out loud.
First of all, it's not November 2nd.
It's November 4th.
When this happened, it was November 2nd.
Oh,
stay with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, November 2nd.
Tuesday. Yeah, I don't get what you're getting at, to be honest with you.
You can't play Magic, Thanksgiving songs.
Magic is your preset station.
No,
have you switched
anymore.
It?
Not
you
anymore.
Switched it.
Yeah, switched it a few months back.
anticipating this.
No. It wasn't that. I don't remember why I switched it, actually, but it's just, I think I changed it.
I think
it.
You probably switched it because of the Christmas music on Labor Day.
I changed it to hear some of the Clemson game on the radio, and it's been on the sports talk ever since.
Oh.
I know. But I don't listen. I just plug in Android Auto. Like, I don't listen to it.
Our local sports talk is rough.
It's bad. We have a lot of great things in that Greenville. Our local sports talk is not one of them. Yeah. Real bad.
That's true. Real bad. Well, it should come as no surprise. I am.
You're all
full swing. Yeah. Full swing.
I'll get there. I love Christmas music. Big fan. Mm-hmm. I do. About 30 days worth is perfect. I'll get there, though.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. You mentioned Yeah That Greenville. I love Yeah That Greenville. And I posted a video yesterday because they're setting up our ice skating.
Oh, they're setting up already.
They're setting it up.
It's a good week to do it.
It kicks off next weekend.
Freezing cold today.
Yeah.
Real
cold today.
Anytime the high is 48 in November, which is what it was here on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough winter.
Yeah, I hope so. I love it. What are you? Are you a pioneer?
That hurts your bones. You know?
Yeah, well, it does. Do you have crops
that aren't going to make it because of an early freeze? Like, hey, what? Why is it going to be a tough winter for you?
What happens between me and my crops is my business.
That's true.
You
said that before, and I've not honored that.
You have not.
That's true. Also, speaking of fun Christmas things, Universal Yums is announcing their holiday box next week. Oh, we'll be able to talk about that. Maybe we'll do an unboxing.
Some of you guys are asking for a code already for Universal Yums.
We're getting there.
Go ahead and get the subscription, but the holiday box is coming. That's the big day.
Very excited about that. Yep. You guys ready to dive into the Christmas Promise?
I would love to talk about it.
Can't wait.
It's our Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movie for the weekend. It originally aired on October 30th, 2021. And it went a little something like this. Nicole owns a toy store and she claims that she knows Santa personally. She owns the store with her fiance, which is a bold move to own something that serious with a fiance. They call each other future husband and future wife because I guess some people might find that adorable and not irritating in the least. They're also renovating a house and planning on starting a family together. They kiss under the mistletoe, real mistletoe, none of that fake stuff that you see everywhere. They attend an ugly Christmas sweater at Susan's house. Susan's sweater is a delight. We can all agree on that,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Susan throws an ugly Christmas sweater every year. It's a big deal. And Nicole and Henry, they wear matching sweaters, of course, because you got to. And the party runs out of ice. Now, Henry has turned down some bevies, so we know he's safe to drive. And so when the ice runs out, he's like, guys, I got this one covered. He gets in his car and he goes off.
Gunshot.
Not quite.
Gunshot.
Not quite.
Do we know for a fact?
No, we don't.
Could have been a gunshot.
I think it was a gunshot.
This is such an interesting time to do this bit. Henry died.
So I was out there getting the ice.
It was perfect. Perfect.
So Henry doesn't come back. He's died. He
gunshot.
He dies. she gets a phone call. Henry's passed away. I couldn't believe it either. We met the dead guy. I don't know what network I'm watching anymore. 1 year later, Nicole doesn't want to keep that house anymore. She wants to sell the house that Henry was fixing up, and she also wants to sell the store. She just wants to move on. It's too much for her. So she forces everyone to call her Nick, which is a thing that I don't know. I guess it works. Fun time Susan, as I like to call her, is trying to show Nicole a good time. And her grandpa does the opposite by bringing up how much he misses going to basketball games with her dead husband. But he does manage to encourage her at the same time to write letters to Henry, because that's what she did. That's what he did when his wife passed away. So she takes some of those letters to read to see kind of how he did what he did. That night, she calls her pal Alan. Who just, that guy, side note, that guy has been in so many movies.
Yes.
In the last months.
I feel
unbelievable,
like
this guy.
Sommelier, a whole bit.
Another one, too.
There's been several, I think.
Anyways, shout out to that guy. Great job getting work. And he's like, come on over. You're my best friend. And it's there that she decides that she's going to send Henry's phone a text. Like, that's how she's going to write letters. She presses send, and we see someone's hand pick up a phone. Whose hand is that?
Whose hand is it?
It's Ronald McDonald's hand. What?
I don't know.
I went with Ronald McDonald.
I went with John.
Both could be correct.
You think John's playing Ronald McDonald?
No, I think Ronald McDonald, when he's not on the clock, goes by John.
I thought when you said both could be correct, you mean it could be either one of them and we don't know.
No, Ronald McDonald and John are the same person.
Wow.
And you can only hear that here, everybody. That's breaking news. Cool. It's exclusive.
Good luck making this synopsis a YouTube video.
That's fine. I just cut stuff out, man. The next day, she goes over to the house that she's going to try to sell. And there's a hunk named Joe Roberts there. Joe Roberts, everybody. Let's give him a hand. No? It's Joe. Give him a hand.
Hey. All right, Joe.
All right, Dan. And gives renovation quotes, and she ends up hiring him, which I think everyone is good with because he's a delight. Susan throws an ugly Christmas party again. Ugly sweater
party. Ugly Christmas party? How dare you?
Ugly Christmas sweater party again. And everybody really wants Nicole to go. And that's when you get new friends because clearly those friends forgot about the fact that something horrible happened last year at this party. Despite the fact that she's not having a miserable time thanks to Joe, who's also at the party, he ends up walking her home. Once inside, she decides to send one of those texts to Henry. And wouldn't you know it, Henry texts back. I mean, probably not Henry. I don't know for sure at this point in time when I'm writing this, but I'm assuming it's not Henry.
Gunshot.
The text says that it isn't who you think, so it's not Henry. But they understand what she must be going through. They understand what it's like to go through a hard loss. And she goes to tell Alan, and Alan's like, oh, I know you might be considering not continuing to text this person, but what if there's a chance that this person on the other end is an angel? And it's an odd reason to keep going for it, but it works for her because she keeps texting the person. Nicole and Joe end up spending time together, you know, renovations and whatnot, and they have a great time. And she keeps texting the mysterious person, and it's really helping her get through some stuff. One day, Joe takes down the dead old mistletoe from the porch, and that really just throws her off. And then her car doesn't start. What a day! But you know who's there to help walk her home again? My guy, Joe. And they end up ranking all of the Christmas displays on the street. She goes to see Pop, which is grandpa, and ends up tracking him down at a dance studio where he's just really dancing with a woman. Is he moving on from grandma? Time will tell. She attends a white elephant party and receives a nice wooden joy sign. And my guy Joe just immediately brags about making it himself. Her friends start to tease her about liking Joe, and that leads to a mask gunk fight, which I don't think I've ever seen before. I'm unsure how I feel about it, if I'm honest. And Nicole talks to Pop about finding love again, and they open up Christmas gifts. It's just the best. You got to see it. The texting stranger wants to meet up, and Nicole decides to get all dressed up. On her way out, she bumps into Joe, and Joe ends up kissing her out of nowhere, and he calls it a good night kiss, and they do this weird bit about question marks and exclamation points. Either way, she ends up kissing him again and then leaves to meet the text person. But the text person never shows up, and that's because the text person is Joe.
What?
He went to go meet her, saw Nicole sitting at the restaurant, figured it out, and he just, panics and decides that he is going to, I just can't do this right now because she wouldn't believe that I didn't know that it was her, and so I'm just not going to, I'm going to act like this never happened, basically. So he decides to leave town and get a friend to deliver the keys with a note saying that he took a job out of town, except he doesn't go out of town immediately. That dummy just goes back to the renovated house and packs up his tools, to which she can clearly find him. And it's like, hey, can you show me the house? Which is a big deal because she hasn't been in the house since the situation with Henry. And she absolutely loves it. He goes to leave and she says, I'd really like for you to stay in my life. And he's like, neat. She ends up finding a phone sitting in the house, and she brings it back to her place to try to figure out how to get it back to this person. And she then texts Henry's phone, and the phone that she got from the house dings, notification. She figures it out. Joe's to text her. Joe then gets the phone in the mail, and he has a missed text, and it says, I know it was you. gunshot. Nicole decides to start her own business selling her handmade sweaters on the line. And I'm sure we will get to that later, guys.
She goes
to talk to Joe and is basically like, I don't know what to believe about you. And Joe says, I'm really sorry. I want to start over. And she's like, I just don't know if I could trust you. She decides to try to forget about Joe so that she can enjoy Susan's annual Christmas scavenger hunt. And while she and Alan are looking for a clue, she talks to him about Joe. And Alan is like, don't be dumb. Joe made a mistake not telling you who he is. Still a great guy. And also could be an angel. They find a present. Turns out it's from Joe.
Joe, you're my angel. You're my darling.
It's a model replica of her house that he remodeled. And is like, even if you sell it, you can remember the house type of thing. It's very sweet. Nicole rushes to find Joe and finds him at the house. He decorated it for Christmas and lights it up as she walks up. Nicole tells Joe that she is not going to sell the house, that she wants to focus on the here and now. And that here and now means Joe. They end up kissing under the mistletoe and they love each other, I guess. I don't know. And that, my friends, was the Christmas promise. Want to say something about the way I said mistletoe just then?
No. I think Panda does. He looked right at me and was like, mistletoe? What is that?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but I understand.
Let's take a quick break. We'll hear from some of our amazing sponsors, and we'll come back and we'll break this movie down. Sound good, boys?
Dude, big credit card's very upset about Blue Land. Very upset.
Oh.
Hello Sarah there.
Brought some. Oh, gosh, guys. You are going to love this. You guys know how we like meat around here?
Oh, boy, yeah. Do I.
All sorts of different types of meats.
Bring it.
Steaks, chickens, all of it. And I think we are all in agreement here that the best meat is high-quality meat.
Yes, yes, yes.
The quality of the meat really matters.
Yes.
You can't just buy some meat
from... The best meat is high-quality, yes.
The low-quality stuff I found not as good.
Low-quality is bad.
What I'm trying to say is you can't just go down to Dan's meat spot down on Old Yeller's, because that meat, who knows where it comes from?
That's true.
It's all about the better taste, the more ethical, more sustainable meat is what I'm trying to get.
There's only one place we go to get that.
That's exactly right. It's the Butcher Box.
Butcher Box.
Butcher Box is fantastic. They make it so simple for you, because here's the thing. It can kind of be a chore sometimes to go out of your way to get really high quality meat. Butcher Box makes it simple. It's convenient. It's cost effective. And you don't have to lose any quality with your meat. No antibiotics, no added hormones. And each box contains between 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on your box type, which is enough for 24 individual meals. Free shipping. And the entire U.S. And here's the thing, everybody. I you guys aren't going to believe this. I heard this last week. I could not believe it. ButcherBox is going to give new members a free turkey.
What?
They're going to hook you up for Thanksgiving. No.
Thanksgiving's
free turkey.
On them.
That's exactly right. All you got to do is go to butcherbox.com/deck. That is butcherbox.com/deck to get, that's right, a free turkey in your first box.
Do it right now.
And don't forget, the entire season of Deck the Hallmark is brought to you by Philo. This movie that we're covering today and so many others you can find on Philo. You can DVR and it'll be there all year long. And here's the thing, they're giving you 25% off 2 months through the entire holiday season by going to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. You got it, babe. Let's talk.
You know what I've said for years?
What's that?
Is the best meat is high quality.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
I've never had the best steak and it be low quality.
That's true.
And I've never had a bad steak and it'd be high quality.
I will tell you that those Dan's meat spot.
On
meat
Old
spot,
Yellers.
On Old Yellers. Yeah. I got chicken from there. I got immediately salmonella.
Yeah.
He ropes you in.
It's real bad. But it was worth it because the chicken
was low, high quality.
Well, it was the highest low quality. And that's what I really appreciate about Dan's.
Would you rather have the highest low or the lowest high quality? I think I'd almost rather have the lowest high quality.
Man, I want you guys to shove off. guys, let's talk about the Christmas promise. And I think we should do that with four segments. I've heard that the four segments that we've been doing for the last four seasons has been working. And so we're going to keep doing it today.
You don't want to switch it up? Some fashion advice, maybe? Relationship advice?
We'll see. Fashion advice, I don't hate that idea.
Tiddlywinks? We've been talking about tiddlywinks for a while.
Not tonight.
I don't think we have the time.
We're not ready for it. Right now, if we're gonna ever do tiddlywinks, we've been working on.
Okay, fine. Tiddlywinks. Dude, one.
No,
two, three, Granny. Yep. What did you say?
I said Tiddly.
What did you say?
I said, yep.
I said Granny.
We clearly need more work on
it. Let's start with
say we got the Oh Boy, Boy Oh Boy.
Yeah.
We got it in sync.
Yep.
We have to cut that out every week, and we finally got it right. So, you know, we never can tell.
Let's talk about the hot takes where we share exactly how you felt. Panda, you are, I think you're steaming right now because of how hot this take is going to be.
Yeah.
So let's burn it.
Are you ready?
Burn it, baby.
All right. This one's scalding. This movie's fine. It's good. It's got some good feels in it. I had a different progression with this movie. I started off really not liking this movie, but then by the end of the movie, I really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure about the two leads at first. I didn't really vibe with them, but near the end, I liked both of them. I really enjoyed it. You know, it really wasn't a big twist that he was the one texting her. You know, I think we all saw that coming. But, you know, I thought it was overall a pretty sweet story. I like my movies, Christmas movies, a little bit happier, a little bit more lighthearted. And it was interesting to see the fiance before they killed him off. I think that was a good move on their part to give the story a little bit more gravitas. But overall, yeah, I like this movie. It's not a love for me. It's not my favorite of the year. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here. Good Christmas feels. It's a solid funds.
Solid funds.
But you want it to be a little bit more fun, is what you're saying.
Yeah, solid fun. I want big funds.
Okay. I'm wacky bananas for this movie. I loved this. I love this movie. I think Crashing is still my favorite of the year, but this might be my favorite so far of the holiday season. Yep. I just absolutely adored this movie. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sucker for this like trope of two people having a textual conversation while also still knowing like a Delivered by Christmas last year, a similar kind of trope. Maybe it just works for me. I don't know. I really liked it. And Joe, I don't know. At first I hated Joe, but I warmed up to Joe. Joe's a pretty delightful human. I agree. I thought that I didn't see it coming. The fact that I didn't think I didn't know what this movie was about. I didn't think the husband. I just didn't think he was going to die.
I'm sitting there watching it, and my wife's about to go to bed. I start the movie, and her and Giles Panton. It's Giles Panton. It's Giles Panton. Name. They kiss several times. They never let the Baxter and the lead kiss ever. And I'm like, oh, they're going to kill this guy. They're going to actually kill this guy. And as you see that approaching, you're like, we're going to have some actual stakes in a movie. This is wild.
Yeah.
So because you start to realize it 10 minutes in, you're like, oh, they're going for it.
Yeah.
So yes, I love this movie. I thought it was just fantastic. There's, you know, some things that we'll discuss that are just wild at the same time about this movie, but I loved it. Probably my favorite so far this holiday season. So there you go, Dan.
Yeah. I'm probably somewhere in between the two of you. Actually, I didn't really care for the movie, but it is the one that I, as of this airing, that I enjoyed the most of the season, aside from Crashing Through the Snow. There are several different plot elements that all I enjoy on their own, but together feel like they're ingredients that don't work together. Like this, like very serious, my fiance died, and this weird texting thing never worked to me. In all honesty, if you get a text like that from someone you don't know, that should be the end of this movie, right? Like you should immediately be like, that's the wrong number. It's not me. And so it was a tough hurdle to get over.
I don't think so necessarily.
Having said that, well,
if you had gone through something and you felt like you could encourage somebody, you wouldn't text back.
You just got that number. I just found it very hard. Delivered by Christmas was very natural. The gimmick was very natural. This was weird. We all knew who the guy was, and it was weird because then as soon as he knows it, it feels very, very disingenuous for him not to come clean right away. So I had a lot of issues with the movie, but I think that their chemistry was good. I had some feels. It wasn't a completely lost cause like a lot of the movies this season have been so far for me. So for that reason and for the fact that it had some actual stakes, as of this airing, aside from Crashing Through the Snow, I guess give me this one. But, kind of middling for me.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess I'll take that. I don't know.
I mean, I mean, my average on this is to really like enjoy one out of every maybe 100 movies we do, you know, maybe 50 movies we do. So, I mean, you can't win them all, Bran. You can't even win most. But, I mean, there are some good things here.
Okay, good. Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah. Hey, let's get to all the feels. Bar, shall we talk about what in this movie gave us feels? Panda?
Man, so far, this is my favorite kiss of the year. I think it is the way it was so sudden. And then I love when she all of a sudden decides to go and kiss him back. They do the initial kiss, then kisses him back. Man, that is a great scene. Gave me feels. That's my favorite kiss of the year.
This is when the movie turned for me, in all honesty. Before that moment, I was in the, you know, borderline dumpster fire category, just because I was like, these elements don't really mix. And then something happened there that I thought was pure magic.
Right.
Because that's my feels too.
Yeah.
I felt like it was pure magic. I thought that moment, the way it was written,
yep,
the way it was acted by both parties, I just thought was magical.
Yes.
And I thought from that moment forward, something about it, it clicked everything in and it worked better for me. That's definitely my feels too.
Guys, I'm a sucker for Patrick Duffy.
He's
what a wonder he is.
Yeah.
Lots of scenes with him gave me feels. The one in particular when he exchanges gifts with her is just a dynamite scene. And also just talking about, you know, love and that, you know, you never, like, I'm never not going to be in love with your grandma, and it just kind of find like a different, like, it was all that worked really well. I thought it was fantastic. Give me all the Patrick Duffy. I wish he was just around all the time, because he's just a delight.
Even in Mistletoe Secret, a movie that just flat out sucks, he's great in that.
Yeah. Hey, let's take one more quick break, and then we'll come back. I think we'll get to wait. What?
All right.
I believe.
Yeah, let's.
We might
do
have
it.
Another Tiddlywink.
Dude, we have another Tiddlywinks. After how well the last one.
That's what Trace wrote down. I don't know. Here we go.
Oh baby.
Oh guys, I'm very excited about this one. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and sometimes you just gotta relax, right?
Yeah.
You just gotta relax and chill, and that's why I was so thankful that Calm decided to become a sponsor for the podcast, because there's a lot that can worry us right now in the world, and Calm is here to reduce that stress so that you can increase your concentration and overall well-being. We're partnering with Calm, which is the number one mental wellness app out there, to give you the tools that improve the way that you feel. You can clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music, and one of my favorite features, drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. I absolutely love it. There is a great one with Matthew McConaughey, who just reads you a story with his voice and his deep little, oh my gosh, fantastic. And this is pretty great. If you go to calm.com/deck, you're going to get a limited time offer that is 40% off a Calm premium subscription.
Oh, wow.
Which is hundreds of hours of programming and new content added every week. You can sleep more, you can stress less, you can live better with Calm. That is calm.com/deck for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/deck. That's calm.com/deck. Well, boys, we're back. We are talking about a little movie called The Christmas Promise.
Mm-hmm.
What's that title about?
I don't know.
That is a wait what for me.
Is it?
I honestly don't know what it's about.
I just thought about that. I don't.
No. It's written. I got it written down right here. What's the deal with the title?
Is it the promise to make memories in the house?
To finish the house? To renovate the house and finish it?
Yeah.
A promise? I don't know. Okay. Let's wait. Where we talk about what in this movie is go away what? I'm going to start with Panda. Panda, you look like you've got a few goodies on your sleeve.
You kind of mentioned it in your intro segment. Her friends really are pushing her to go to a party that occurred literally where her fiance is killed.
Yeah.
Like, and what even seems more tone deaf to me is that they're trying to set her up on a
go to the party, meet a guy. It's the least you could do.
I just couldn't believe it. Yeah. Is one of the more tone deaf friend groups I've ever seen. And going along with that, Susan might be the leading culprit of the most irritating character we have in a Hallmark movie.
Susan is the worst Hallmark friend of all time.
Yes, of all time.
It's not even close.
Yes.
I don't know how we remain her friend in this movie.
Unbelievable.
And they do so and they give her compliments throughout the movie. She's awful.
She's the worst. I'm glad she didn't have more screen time. She was a character that threatened to derail the movie for
yes.
me. In a heartbeat. Hey, I also need to mention Alan, her other friend. He is...
Guys, what's the deal with Alan?
What's the deal with Alan?
What do we think about Alan?
I think he could be a killer.
Interesting.
So she looks at him and she says, I'm mad at you. Now, I think she has misplaced anger, first of all. You know,
far did be she from, say she's mad at Alan?
Well, because he was like, he's going to come through the door anytime now.
Oh, I think, oh! I remember this.
I'm surprised she's not more mad at the Susan who sent him out for ice. But you know, that's neither here nor there. Alan's response is what's more terrifying to me. He goes, yeah." It's one of the more unsettling responses.
Yeah, not looking great.
Yeah, it's just. But he says it in such a weird manner. I don't know how to describe it. It's just weird. I really do like Joe. Joe grew on me, but Joe goes, this is just a concern. There's a lot of great looking desserts that he could get, but he decides to go for the fruitcake. He was going for the fruitcake
revival. I don't know if you heard. It's a fruitcake
revival.
People actually like it. It's a savory dessert.
It's a fruitcake revival.
That's what Alonzo tells us. It's actually a thing.
There's been a lot of fruitcake so far this season.
There's been a lot of fruitcake. It's always been a punchline to a joke for me. And the times I've had fruitcake is
dude, you have a killer, like 5 minute routine about.
Oh, it is. It's really good.
Got the clip.
Hey, so one time I was out getting this cake and I said, hey, can you give me that cake? And they said, what kind of cake do you want? I was like, give me some fruit in it.
Fruit and cake.
Oh, that's wild.
Badoom. Bow.
Where was that clip from, Trace?
The Improv Cali.
Yeah. That checks out. It was an open mic night.
It's not the Improv in Cali.
No.
There's a girl named Callie who has a little improv stage in her garage.
That's right. Yeah.
Is a lot of fun Saturday night improv is
I've done
a blast. It.
I've done the improv Callie.
Yeah. For sure.
Hey guys, it's me. Welcome. I'm so glad to be here today at the Improv Callie. It's Brand, as you can tell by comedy voice.
Your voice is weird.
That's the joke. Catch up in your pants. And that's when I realized that stand up might not be.
No, it might not be for you. You had a catchphrase and used a different voice.
I'm good at a lot of things. Stand up, not one of them.
What was upsetting for me is the fact that you did in fact put ketchup in our pants.
I did.
It was a prop bit.
That's right.
You were channeling a little bit of Carrot Top, which I was impressed by.
And you always demanded you follow Panda because all he did was fruitcake jokes.
Yeah, I thought it would be in my favor. Somehow worked against me. Can you believe it? You got any more, pal?
I'm good.
I got a couple if you guys don't mind. There's a neighbor that says, I don't remember the last time I laid eyes on you. And I just want to say, I want to encourage everybody. If a neighbor says
that
I haven't seen you in a while in the way that she does, move.
Yeah,
that's a weird way to say it. I don't remember the last time I laid eyes on you. That's a weird thing to say to somebody. You move. Has Joe never seen Christmas before? Joe's constantly blown away at Christmas. Whoa, you guys really do it up over here. Wow, look at that. Well, I don't think he's ever experienced Christmas before. The guy is just blown away. I got to know about what, I guess maybe this is more of a what the homework, but I already have one of those. And so here it is. What happened to Blitzen? There's a house that has every reindeer but Blitzen, and they just breeze right by it.
Just say what? It's a thing.
No Blitzen.
Yeah.
That's uncalled for. But without a reindeer without Blitzen is no Christmas.
A reindeer without Blitzen is no Christmas.
That's exactly
what I said. That is not a sentence that makes sense.
A reindeer without
Blitzen. Let's just diagram that.
A reindeer
without Blitzen.
Okay, well, here's
what. No Christmas.
So here's what you don't know. A group of reindeer, as you might have, like, know Santa's reindeers, you call them a reindeer because they're one group.
Without traffic is no fruitcake.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
Yeah.
A reindeer
without Blitzen is no Christmas.
Is no Christmas. Last but not least, I got to bring up, there's another friend. I don't know his name. But he wants to buy the toy store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And my guy says it's always been a dream of mine to own a toy store.
Okay.
What has stopped you? What has stopped you from pursuing that dream?
Maybe one day.
It was such an interesting thing. I've just always wanted to do this. It's like things keep coming up, you know, and so couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And finally, my friend wants to sell, so I can finally pursue that dream of owning a toy store. He did it.
Yeah.
Dan?
Susan is the worst. She's the worst. It's uncanny that anyone can be around her for longer than 30 seconds. She gives herself the grand prize every year. She takes a white elephant gift seriously, and she tries to bring her friend back to the party that killed her fiance. You're the worst person. There's nothing you can do to make up for this. You're cloying and annoying, and you shouldn't be in this movie. Absolutely not. Unforgivable, yep. Susan. Unforgivable. Hey, can we talk about... Good? I think I'm going to make it. I'm going to get a little choked up about Susan. Can we talk about the fastest texter in the history of texting? His name is Joe. Yeah. Go back and watch this movie. She sends a paragraph. He pops back with a full paragraph in under 3 seconds. I don't care if you got swiped down to a science. You are at a lightning speed right now. You couldn't talk to text that fast. It is like this, man. And it's block paragraphs. It's very, very impressive. Speaking of Susan and her terribleness, is her sweater plugged into the wall? There's a scene at the second party where her sweater flickers and then all the lights in the house turn off. And someone looks at her and goes, looks like you blew a fuse. Is she walking around with a giant extension cord onto her sweater? What is happening in that scene? How? Why? It's not safe. It also isn't good for you to do it. Our leading lady goes to clean up her grandpa's house, and she starts by throwing a perfectly good DiGiorno in the trash can.
Ugh. Just offensive.
Yeah. What do we? I mean, like, I'm not a huge frozen pizza guy,
but sometimes you gotta.
But of the things you could eat that are unhealthy, I just like throw away the sweets.
Well, and it's not delivery.
It's DiGiorno.
I don't know what to
that's tell all
you.
Four food groups. You got tomato sauce on there.
Yep.
Let the guy eat, for crying out
Amen.
Loud. I just don't understand. Let throw it straight to the trash can. I have one more. Oh, yeah. There's a diner waitress who's a friend. And this diner waitress says that she saw one of our leading ladies' sweater on a toy doll. The sweater was so amazing that she took that sweater off of the toy doll, took it to her book club, showed it to them, and they all raved about it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any follow-ups.
No, this is...
What? You did what now? What kind of book club is this?
Yeah.
Looking at a toy sweater. Where can I buy 1,000? What book are we reading here? I don't understand how we got there. Patrick Duffy also says, I wrote a letter to your grandma, blah, blah, blah. That's how I got over. But these days, you guys don't write letters. It's all just texting. It's been texting for like 20 plus years. This is not something new. It just sets up the plot of the movie. Like, Hallmark acting like texting is a newfangled way to do this is absurd to me. That's all I got.
The chat brings up a good point, one that I wanted to bring up, which is that it is Patrick Duffy should be offended.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He is not her grandpa in any world.
Not
offensive. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But kudos to him for still taking one for the team. Yeah. Guys, let's get to what the hallmark. The part of the show we wonder what could have been happened, may have to get
Yeah, you've never done it.
Try it one more time from the top. Give it a hit, get.
I got in some sort of cycle and I couldn't get out.
Lost in the ugly.
Oh my God.
The part of the show where we get the hook, dick, hit, 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 folks. See you, bye. Got the yips.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Hey guys, I think we should do the What the Hallmark segment.
Okay.
It's the part of the show where we wonder what could happen. Maybe it happened.
He's got the yips.
Okay.
This is problems.
Brush it off. Brush it off, man.
Wonder what happens. What could have happened. Get.
Here we go. Here we go. This one's for the president. All right. It's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. I can't do it anymore. This one's...
What might have been, or what could have happened, give some clarity to the questions we still... We've been doing it for 4 years.
It's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where we wonder what could be... What is... I'm going to have to...
Dude, this is wild. What might have been or what could have happened to give some clarity to the questions that we still have.
Okay. It's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where you wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to questions.
Are you doing this on purpose?
No, I'm just in a weird space. I got to go get calm or something. I don't know. Panda, where you at?
I'm perplexed.
That is, that's wild. He sounded like me, and that's, I've been there, bud. Yeah. That's my conversation 90% of the time. So I have a question just about, Patrick Duffy's character. What's wrong with Pops? Cause they see,
he seems to be living his best life.
Yeah. He seems like he's doing fine. And they bring her in, like, she's like, she needs to be his caretaker or something like that.
But he's dancing at the rec center.
He's doing
fine.
And it seems like his worst trait is that he picks up frozen food.
He's DiGiorno straight out of the box.
And she's like, you have a pastry every day. I mean, my man has earned it. He's earned it. Like, let the man live. Good heavens.
No kidding.
I'm just baffled what
he looks
is
like
wrong
he's in good
him.
Shape.
He
too.
Seems like he's doing fine. He's mobile. He's lucid.
He actually looks like he's in better shape than he did when he was on Step by Step. Like, he's improved over the last 25 years.
He's got a spot on his cheek that's questionable, but aside from that, he's wonderful.
Maybe see a dermatologist.
But DiGiorno's not
going to
affect
that.
Your melanoma. No, like, that's two different things.
Ahead, man. Right. Yeah. I just want to know, like, what they didn't clarify that. I would love to know what's wrong with him.
Guys, maybe you could help me with this, because it was bothering me all movie. So, she owns the toy store with her fiance.
That's correct.
Yes.
They own the toy store together. The toy store says established in 1965.
Mm. I think they bought it. I think
so.
They
bought
that.
It. Did you say that?
Movie, yeah.
If somebody can clarify that, it'd be really great. Yep. So they bought it. Now they're selling it to somebody else whose dream has also been to
own a toy store.
Right. So that brings me to my second one, which is my girl sells the toy store. One, how much? I do want to know, but she decides I'm going to go into business. And that business is to sell handmade sweaters on the internet.
That's right.
Which is not a bad business, but is it a bad full-time business?
Yes. When you have three friends that love them and one of them has a weird book club. Yes. Yes, it's a bad full-time business if you have no sort of foundation or infrastructure to make money on.
She's got a website.
Okay. You're just going to need...
How long does a sweater take?
The only thing I can say is this, is if she made a bunch of money off the sale of the toy store...
Sure. Then why not?
Then she could do it and get it up and running with ads easily. But if she didn't, then...
My problem is even... It's less about that. It's more sustainability. Like, how many sweaters can she truly crank out? It is a full boy.
We cut to 10 years later. She's got like a sweatshop. She's overworking everybody, yelling and screaming.
Like maybe
her and Joe are happy.
Like her whole thing is that they're custom. They're like, you know,
yeah.
Like how many can she really crank out? Is she bringing on a team to help her? What's the deal?
It doesn't add up. That was one of mine.
It's a business. I just don't know if it's sustainable.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it probably is. Great. I mean, think about how much you could sell a hand knit sweater for.
Yeah, if people know it.
Oh, absolutely.
The notoriety is there, but you need some money to get that off the ground.
But I'm sure, I mean, if she's selling the business, I'm assuming she has money to do some form of marketing. I'm sure.
I just want somebody out there that knits.
Dave Ramsey says you can go into debt for a homemade knitted sweater business.
Well, then
that
we're fine. We're fine.
The one, I just got that in on the line. Dave said that is the one you can go into debt for.
I love that. Cool. He loves a good sweater.
Give to the poor, no.
No.
go into debt for knitted custom knitted sweater business. Yes, yeah. That is what well, I just told
you. I actually think that that's fair. Perfect. But so if somebody out there that does knit sweaters, let me know, how long does it take? Like if you're really good, really proficient, like how long, how many of these can you like really crank out?
Yeah. What's your guess that it's going
to
be?
I have no idea.
I don't like, know how long it takes to knit a sweater.
I feel like if I go too hot, like if I say it's going to take too long, that's offensive. If I say it's too quickly, that's offensive. I don't know. I would say you could probably do one a day, maybe. If it like,
so you're not going to make enough money that way.
If you're, saying, you're
charging hundreds of dollars,
if you're like committing to working like, you know, a standard like nine to five situation, I'm going to knit 9 to 5. It's like a full, like this is a full bowl. Like this is a lot of.
But that's made on a sewing machine. Like if you're talking about hand knit.
That's what she does, right?
If it's hand knit, she can't make more than one.
She's a knit girl, right?
I'm pretty sure she's a knit girl.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me.
That's a mess. I'm with you.
And also if you do knit sweaters, please send me one. Cause I'd love to rock
them. Yeah, of course you would. Here. Yeah. Take your time out of your day to send us one for free.
Yeah. I mean, I'll pay you.
I had that, but my other one, and I hate to do this, but we have to talk about dead Giles Panton briefly. Exactly how long was this guy gone before they started to worry? Because when he leaves, they're out of ice and the party is raging.
Yep.
And when they realize something may be up, they're washing dishes and the party is over.
Yeah.
So how long
would it take you?
I mean, if somebody's just going to get ice from where we are, if it's 20 minutes, something's probably up.
Yeah.
But my thing is if they're already washing dishes, clearly they didn't need the ice.
Right. Not, yeah. It was a waste.
Either they notice he's gone when they go to try to find more ice and go, wait a minute, where's Giles? He's been gone. Or they start cleaning up because the party's over. They never needed the ice to begin with.
Yep.
Like, how bad are these friends? Was it like an hour and a half? And finally the fiance's like, you know, the Quick Trip's only a half mile away. Like, what are we talking about here? I appreciate them having a death with steaks, but it just didn't line up. It felt like they're washing dishes and the party was over. Did they just say, you know, sometimes Giles, when he goes out for ice, he tends to stop at the pub for a couple of bevvies?
He gets some conversations.
He
talks.
It felt like nobody like cared.
He's going to walk through that door any second.
I get it that Susan doesn't care. Like, Susan's probably concerned about her ice, right? But everybody else. But
she didn't even seem that concerned about the ice.
No, even then, Susan's probably like, he'll be fine. Like, I think what is happening there?
People were pretty hammered.
No one noticed. Oh, you think they're all drunk?
They were drinking.
Yes.
They make it very clear. Like, Hallmark went out of their way to show our guy go like this to a no drink. I'm not. Yeah,
of course they wanted to play it safe there.
So I think they're just losing track of time.
But the fiance is like really worried about Giles, and the one guy's like, I'm sure he's fine.
He's walking through the door any second.
Yeah. Well, that means it hasn't been long, which means why'd they need ice? Because the party was over.
I think the party's over because the ice never came.
So you mean to tell me they look around, they go, we're out of ice. Shut it down.
I think
at that point you would recognize that Giles was
that's right.
Because at that point, you're
like, where's Giles?
I am not. Shut down unless Giles gets here the next
guys,
minute.
It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
I am not on the side of the friends here. I want to make it perfectly clear.
They're awful.
They're bad people. I think what happened was they all drank a little bit too much. Our guy Giles was probably gone about 30 minutes. And at that, like, you wait this long, and then you're like, I guess he's not coming back. I guess let's wrap
but
it up.
But still, it doesn't make sense from an ice cleaning standpoint. They're not that wasted. They're just not.
Who's cleaning?
There's three people left, and they're washing dishes. The party has been cleared out, dude. Off in the whole house, Brandon.
It's bad,
you
dude.
Don't have a leg to stand on here. It's a mess.
I just think what happened here is you're trying to stay busy. You know, you guys remember like fidget spinners? If fidget spinners were still in, no one would be cleaning, but they're not in.
You don't even know what this segment is about. So don't act like you know.
Guys, it's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where we wonder what could have been that would maybe happen, give some clarity to the questions that we still have.
Yeah, that's close.
All right. I always kind of
get
in the weeds a little bit. Yeah. All right, good. I'm back, everybody. Woo!
I'm back.
Oh, man. Guys, I was worried. We did it. We got one more episode tomorrow.
Christmas sale.
And that episode is not on sale. Full price. It's free. All of our shows are free. Please join GribbleJamPlus.com. We're going to do that. And also tomorrow is the Double Decker of the Week.
We'll end each week with a Double Decker of the Week.
Very excited about that. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.